This is Senator Al Simpson. A historic meeting just took place in my home state of Wyoming. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, Baker, and Shevardnadze met in the glorious splendor of Jackson Hole, Wyoming, an important meeting between two high representatives of the superpowers. The people of Wyoming were privileged and honored that their state was chosen for this event, an important milestone in our dealings with the Soviet Union. This great old world gets smaller every day, and the welfare and success of other nations is something that we're all concerned with. Gorbachev is making some tremendous changes there, and we just have to be flexible in our response. Communication, one-on-one, is the most important part of that game. There are just no two people more capable and ready to take on whatever is dished out in the foreign affairs arena than Jim Baker and George Bush. You have to agree, Ted. You won't, but you should.
Al, Wyoming was a picturesque host for those meetings. Few high-level conferences have taken place in more beautiful surroundings. My regret is that the grandeur of the Grand Tetons didn't help the Bush administration think bigger and act bolder. As Senator George Mitchell observed the other day, the administration seems almost nostalgic about the Cold War. Vast changes are taking place in the Soviet Union. A peaceful revolution is happening in Poland. Yet the administration offers a great deal of rhetoric and very little help. The best way to get U.S. aid might be for Poland to declare itself a savings and loan. The author, John Le Carre, put it this way: the improbable is happening every day, the impossible every week. After 40 years locked in the ice of the Cold War, some of us don't want to climb out. Wise words, Al. Judging by his U.N. speech, President Bush is beginning to heed them. Let's move ahead before a rare opportunity is lost. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on President Bush's Education Summit. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.